One evening last week, I stepped outside to listen for tree frogs that might be calling from ponds in the longleaf pine savanna near my home. As might be expected in August, the night air was abuzz with the raspy songs of crickets and katydids, and only a few squirrel tree frogs belting out their high-pitched rank, rank call notes. Compared to just a few weeks ago, their singing sounded dispassionate, as frog song goes, and understandable, considering for frogs, summer is already transitioning to autumn, our region's least rainy season, and the time of year when many frog breeding ponds dry up. As I listened for other frogs to chime in, which they did not, I pondered on the matter of frog resilience, their ability to recover from setbacks, especially in light of the past several years in our area, where rain during any season was scarce. 2008 through 2011 were especially grim years for many of our frogs, including several kinds whose life cycle is linked to small rain-filled ponds. This is because insufficient rains during those droughty years prevented many ponds from holding water long enough for their tadpoles to transform to young frogs. As I stood listening to the waning calls of tree frogs, I recalled the sound of night just a few weeks ago when I listened to dozens of male frogs representing at least 8 different species at one pond, all calling at once, in hopes of wooing an egg-laden female to mate. Near deafening is not an exaggeration, and the sound was as music to my ears, because many of these frogs had been waiting more than 3 years for their pond to fill with rain. By their pond, I mean literally a specific pond that supports a specific community of frogs, much as a specific reservoir provides drinking water to a specific town or city. This thought brought me to consider lessons we might learn from our amphibian neighbors regarding resource use, and the word sufficient came to mind, as in only enough of something as is needed. Frogs require sufficient rain to fill their pond. More than sufficient rain is just not necessary. It can be detrimental if it produces a pond that supports predatory fish. It's not a stretch making the connection between a water reservoir for people and a rain pond for frogs, because in truth, both provide an essential resource for water users, and both are tied to unpredictable weather. As we talk about resilient communities, I think it will be helpful for us to discuss sufficiency. Living sufficiently is a tricky, if not challenging, lifestyle, but as frogs prove, it's a sure path to resilience, a trait that will serve us well in an unpredictable future.